The flavor.
Which one's Junette, the wife?
The wife.
The defendant threatened to chop the victim up into pieces and vowed she would kill him. I don't think I have to take up your valuable time getting you to believe that sitting here is a mentally deranged human being. There were no witnesses to support this concoction that she was with the victim making love the afternoon of his murder. No witnesses to support her claim that she
Would love
was home alone the night
love
of the murder.
to.
So what about
She
the
bought
guns?
some.
Junette Walker
Mommy
never
videotapes
left
this place.
the scene. If she had been the
It'd
shooter,
be out
then
here.
we would have found the gun or the glove she could have used because there was no gunpowder residue on her hand. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Here we have a woman with no criminal or psychiatric history. And here we have a borderline psychotic, self-admittedly obsessed with the victim, who repeatedly claimed she would kill him, who sent a doll in his house with an ice pick stabbed through it. Round of applause for her performance on the stand. Bigger round of applause for her lawyers. But let's get this person locked up, please, before she develops a crush on any one of us.
Highly interesting, isn't it?
I could get you.
I've got nothing
Right.
against accepting your plea bargain.
Addicted to this then, could I?
But I'm not going to do
Well, if you're
anything
gonna watch
to
it, I'll watch
your
it.
client, as well as the DA. My client
Who's
would be
that?
happy with the very prompt
Or the other one, is it?
No.
Raymond
No,
Cable.
I thought it was.
What are you talking about? He's in the hospital. Officer? He was found in his room unconscious an hour ago. Next on the floor, the police found this.
What is that?
These dentures have been identified as belonging to the defendant.
Oh.
Obviously, Mr. Reed bit his toes, probably looking to get a bigger secretion. It was almost fatal.
But beg him to get help.
Your Honor, given the severity of this problem,
Look
appeal
at
can
that.
only agree to probation. Conditioned upon Mr. Reed entering rehab.
Well, I have a little objection to that.
All right, so ordered.
Is he all right?
He's stabilized. The doctors say only.
Oh, such luck for the toes.
Right.
You're good. Just if they stayed in till 2 AM last night before breaking. Gotta be close.
Wish I knew what that means.
Operations are continuing. I don't do as much as you do.
We hope you find the current Mr. Blake.
No comment.
Where's the bandwidth now, Mr. Saul?
I have no comment right now. All any of us can do is wait.
How long do they usually take?
Well, you never know. This was close, but could be any minute.
I don't think they'd leave the door, do you?
Why not? We tripped him up, but he didn't have enough muscle to stop.
That's terrific. I just found his eyes.
I'll just ask tomorrow if anybody's got a spare midweek, cause I'm convinced we never had one, you know? One of us would've seen it, wouldn't we?
No. The connection wasn't there at all. I think my mother would prefer he be with me. Well, I'm not saying he will be with me. I'm just saying there's destiny there. Reminds me of Michael.
Jury's back. Let's go.
Mr. Foreman, has the jury reached its verdict?
Yes, we have, Your Honor.
What say?
In the matter of the People versus Suzanne Hamill, on the charge of first degree murder, we find the defendant not guilty.
All right. All right, settle down. Members of the jury, the service is complete. You are dismissed. The defendant is free to go. We're adjourned.
You upset the sort now, aren't you, that lawyer?
I'm not speculating the intention of the district attorney.
Ms. Hamill.
Sam, did you say anything? All I know is it wasn't me.
Ms. Kelsey, could we have your reaction?
I have no comment. Mr. Sellers, speak for the defense. Mrs. Walker, I'm sorry. Wait, Jeanette, wait. Suzanne was talking about Corey in a way. I think there might be some danger.
What are you talking about?
She was rambling a little bit about Corey and destiny. It might not mean anything. I don't know.
Mrs. Walker, can we have your reaction?
You're off to the floor now.
I must say, Mr. Harton, except for the occasional precipitation, I quite enjoyed this performance. And I'm curious what you find offensive.
Oh, I personally don't find it offensive. I'm not just worried about sponsor pullouts. I tell you.
Not sure.
My man tells me the attorney down there to take that. Hands up, the attorney.
You might wanna hold up, counsel.
Let me through, please.
The victim, Suzanne Hamel, appears to have two bullet wounds, both front. One in the forehead, one in the abdomen.
Bill, where is it? Where are they?
It's in there. Let her in.
Close the door, please.
Slow it.
What happened? You beat the odd one, Helen. This is privilege. Yeah. What happened?
He called her. Then come over. She killed him. He shot her.
Oh, God. Why?
He's afraid she'd get us. He said it was dangerous.
Did you know that he called her?
No.
Where did you get the gun?
Buy it from Kiss.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
I used it to kill that.
I didn't know he killed me. He just told me.
Evidently, she was here that afternoon and Cory saw them.
Oh, God. I just got my Uncle Brian killed.
What happened to him?
I don't know. I don't know.
This one goes on then. You reckon?
One of the ones that ended up, a very meaningful one, was Death Row. Went from the beginning of the series.
Oh, I see.
All through.
Mm.
And they did an appeal and everything.
Mm.
For Death Row and that.
Didn't work.
It didn't work. So you saw him go.
Mm.
That was a tearful one, that one.
I think it was. I don't want none of them. Do I?
I thought then I climbed my little eyes out.
Mm.
Well, that's part of the legal system over there, so.
A desire that could be dead.
They have to cover it.
You try to prove it.
So, yeah. What is this one? This is the.
A romance that wants
to
find a liberty.
Oh, another side of paradise.
Oh. Jason Connery and, Shelley, what's Shelley saying?
Last week.
You will be on.
The passion unfolds and the price must be paid in the other side of paradise. Saturday at 5:59
on TBS.
Guy Bushnell, or whatever it is.
Who watched it?
Well, the Guy Bushnell that week.
Oh, yeah, it was that other bloke.
Howie's.
I don't know who it was.
He's a little bit pimmy.
Is that what he said?
Well, I'd better, I think.
Secret, what's that?
It's a new.
It's ready.
Yeah. Looks quite nice.
Not very big, guys.
No.
What's in it?
Good. You did live without them.
I mean, more than any journey, though.
It was just the old lady.
Yeah, some of the more kinds of expected.
Would you come today?
I'm afraid I'm not. A murder may grave will regret.
Vicious old woman. For the only reason I came to see her was to make sure I got her money. That's death.
She can't live without me, she goes to pieces. That's her rule.
A case for May Gray, Sunday at 8:45.
Pretty pretty.
Later tonight, seven Vietnam veterans meet to remember and relive their disastrous final battle. Alfred Hitchcock presents the reunion after the news.
Bit trouble there.
Yeah.
Oh, what's gone, hasn't he?
Been there a while, hasn't he?
Put the alarm around the Queen.
I know.
The current account deficit for January was £794 million, nearly double both the prediction and the December figure of £409 million. Exports, especially to Europe, fell back sharply, down 7.5%. The Economic Secretary to the Treasury, Mr. John Maples, called the figures erratic. Labour's Mr. Gordon Brown said they were a withering indictment of government policy. The Liberal Democrat leader, Mr. Ashton, said they underlined the government's disgraceful paralysis.
Monthly trade figures can be erratic, but these are of no comfort to the government, which is desperate for some sign of an upturn in the economy. Instead, the highest balance of payments deficit for a year and the sharpest monthly increase for a year provided ample ammunition for the opposition.
During the course of the recession, you have these current account deficit widening, your visible trade deficit widening very substantially, and at the same time, you have the
investment
level in urgent action to remedy the problems of the domestic economy.
And underlines the government's paralysis in the face of a recession.
I'm going to get some more wood, aren't I?
Staying where it is not getting deeper.
Should I?
Over the year, exports were still up, and conditions were ripe for recovery.
Interest rates have come down, inflation has come down.
God, it's 10 o'clock now.
No, but he don't go to bed, do he?
He's coming to bed earlier than normal.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Why is that then, Mick?
A little bit than the last one.
And Mr. Kinnock in the Commons. The
bad.
Reports said that the Birmingham magistrates court earlier this month. On Monday, Sams appeared in court accused of kidnapping estate agent Stephanie Slater, unlawfully imprisoning her and demanding £175,000 from Shipway estate agency with benefits. Last night, Sams was charged with the murder of teenager Julie Dart, whose body was found in Lincolnshire last March. Today he faced two other new charges. Michael Sams again limped into court for this second remand hearing. He confirmed his address and date of birth and remained standing as the fresh charges were brought to him. He was accused on the 9th of July last year of kidnapping Julie Dart in Leeds. Also between the 9th of July and 19th, he murdered Julie Dart in England, Wales or elsewhere. A further charge of demanding £145,000 with menaces from West Yorkshire Police was also put to him. The hearing lasted just 2 minutes, after which Sams was remanded in custody but will not appear in court until March the 26th. Meanwhile, at Newark in Nottinghamshire, police began digging up the ground behind the tool repair workshop where Michael Sams was. Sams himself is now in custody
Well, they stumbled out, didn't they?
Can
you only get one bottle? But you want to buy a bottle at a time.
Have you got any?
I've got a two. Right, good night. Nice. Well, it's a day sort of thing, isn't it?
I want to wear my short black one.
Oh, I'd be comfortable. I wouldn't. That other one looks so modern. The long one looks so nice on you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you don't want to go dressed.
Don't I?
Well, I don't think so, do you? I mean, this is a temp job, isn't it? It's up to you. You wear what you like. But I think you want to be comfy, don't you? You know, really comfy. Up to you. Tileys, tileys. See you in the morning when you get dressed. What do you think? Do you want a lamp on?
No.
You sure?
That'll
Eh?
do.
Well, you know, quite seriously. Could be the night you bloody, day you oversleep, couldn't it?
Well, I did one night. One night.
I mean, I know it's late, it's 11:20, but. You don't. Well, I'll what time shall I get him to do it for? What would you prefer? Nine-ish would do. Nine would do, wouldn't it? Nicely. I would think so. I mean, you don't want to be push-push, I mean. But at the same time, you don't want to be. You don't definitely want to be running around like a cuckoo head, do you? There's nothing worse. You want a cup of tea and you name it. You know, 9 o'clock should be perfect, I would think. Bloody dog's barking. No, it ain't, it's a kid. It's both. He's shouting mummy. Well, that's brilliant, isn't it? I'll probably sleep again. Kid, is he?
No.
Not at all. Crying like hell there. Oh, God. Probably leaving him to cry again.
Right.
She's probably leaving him to cry again.
Oh,
easy, isn't it? What
well,
for?
Unfortunately, a lot of that is Dr. Spock, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? If they had some sort of party in there, he could have got over the top, you know.
Mm.
Now she wants him to go to bed after he gets hyper, isn't it?
Yeah, but as I say, a lot of that could be Dr. Spock's.
A lot of it could be her. She can't be bothered. This one I never had my thing. Isn't it terrific, eh? I get a big day off, didn't he, that bloke?
Well, he isn't that day, was
he? Yeah, not today, though. So, as we said, it'll probably happen again. It happens and happens and happens. Dogs, kids, and bloody shouting. Terrific. Love it. Maybe make you worthwhile coming home, doesn't it? Eh?
I said you do love it, really.
Right.
Well, I don't know
what you're doing. Surprised at
that, actually.
Oh, well. What? You what? I'm so not well, I'll meet your mind up in the morning. You've got plenty of nice stuff. That's what I'm saying. Try a few things on and go from there, isn't it? You'll come up with fun, it?
Yeah.
Right, 9 o'clock line then.
Yeah. I've got
Big one?
Yeah.
What's he doing there? Oh, bloody hell, kid, go to bed.
He shot me up a bit, son.
He's not, he's shot in his bedroom by the sound of it.
Oh. Well, do you want to come in here?
Yeah. I think I'm tired enough. Where's this spider? Maybe you're asleep now. Well, I mean, let's face it, you'll be sat in the car. You're gonna get crumpled, aren't you?
Probably.
But yeah, what are you saying then?
The little vest one.
Vest. Oh, yeah.
Ollie.
With the black skirt.
Yeah.
Be lovely. Yeah, no, that'd be fine, Dad. Really. Right, I'll have a little rest before I turn the TV off. You've got a what? Alright then. Oh, not that cold though, is it? Go to bloody sleep, kid. Oh, honey, I had my thing. He's just like Ross, isn't he? Can you hear him?
No, I just heard the door go.
Yeah. Thing is, you know, he's not next door to here. He's out on the in the lawn area, isn't he? Our lawn area. That's where the bedroom is, isn't it? I can't remember.
Coming into your area?
Yeah, maybe.
So you might have a door, like, his bed up against that wall?
See, he never used to be in this bloody room. He was on the other room when she came here. In the other room at the other end. That's why I never heard him, wasn't it?
Mm.
But then she changed bedrooms, look, when that bloody other bloke came here. Not happy, kid.
No.
Oh. I don't know where those people went, you know.
Must have done.
Must have done tonight. Because I say the car was down the road. I've never known that. Never.
Somebody from the road. Somebody wanted to get out.
yes, I do know what you mean. What?
It would be unfortunate for the couple that whoever got broken up.
Yeah, but it might do something. I know what you're meaning.
What Alan might have done.
Hey?
You don't know what Alan might have done.
Well,
that car was there.
Yeah, I think he got out, and I do. How, I said to you and your father, how he got out, I just don't know. Because it's a very difficult road, this.
Yeah.
But I think he did. Probably just because when I got up, when I come down the stairs, I can see through that window, look.
Mm.
And Alan's light was on in the hall, call it the hall, and the car was there. Well, a little while later, he went. I think he got out, but I don't think it would have been easy that time this morning. And I've never known these people put the car down by George's. So, knowing Alan, do you remember somebody used to park their car in front of Alan's gate when they went to London?
Yeah.
And he left a note on the windscreen. But I mean, Alan has to go up to London. It's not long after 6 o'clock in the morning that he leaves. But, no, I fully understand what you're saying, really.
Well, I'd say, so, let's say Sandra wants to get out.
Yeah.
And couldn't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, she should be able to.
But another thing is, you see, where Sandra lives, you saying that, where she lives is apparently, PC. Now, I don't know him, but she does. He lives up the same road. And when people park... Didn't she tell you this when we were coming down?
No, I don't mean that Sandra. I mean this one.
Oh, Sandra over here.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's just say she couldn't get out.
Yeah.
She went to Claire and George tonight.
Yeah.
And said, is anybody staying with you?
Oh, yeah, that'd do it.
That would do it, wouldn't it?
But what I was going to say was, concerning them blocking these pavements... If
okay, I was there when
you were there when she said about PC Hayward. Well, if we had some... I know there's two policemen up round the corner here. Because they walked down here. Well, PC Hayward, I think, is an older policeman.
Yeah, that's what I
mean. These were two young'uns. I reckon they lodge up here somewhere. Not this road. But round where
well,
Colin and... You what? Who did?
Linda.
Yes, she did, didn't she?
Michael.
I forgot that, yeah. But you see, somebody like PC, being an older person, he does it properly, I suppose, is what the answer is. He goes and knocks people's door and says, you're blocking the pavement. Well, if he'd have come down here that night, or that day, when there were three cars in the drive, and one right across the pavement, and then that big lorry on the pavement, he'd have had him, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Goes that kid again. She's a hard woman though, isn't she?
Alpha.
Yeah. Well, I wish I had that thingy tonight. I really do now. Aye. Go what? Nah. I'm pretty tired, so. Well, I've got the earplugs. I can use them if it gets really bad. Is she? I didn't hear that. Probably wants to get up. Going berserk now.